The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Odisha government's women-centric flagship scheme Subhadra Yojana in Bhubaneswar, also launches various infrastructure projects and releases first installment to nearly 10 lakh beneficiaries under PMAY Grameen across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees initiated in first 100 days of the third term of Narendra Modi government. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 8th India Water Week in New Delhi, stresses the need to initiate people's movement to achieve water conservation goals. Aam Aadmi Party names Atishi as the new Chief Minister of Delhi. In Peru, 15 people killed and thousands of hectares of cultivated land scorched in widespread forest fires in various parts. And Indian men's hockey team to play for 5th Asian Champions Trophy in the summit clash against hosts China at Ulaanbaatar this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the Odisha government's flagship women-centric initiative Subhadra Yojana, besides other railway and national highway projects in Bhubaneswar today. The Prime Minister, who turned 74, today received a rousing traditional welcome upon arrival at Biju Patnaik International Airport with tribal folk dances and drum beats. Thousands of supporters greeted him on his birthday. Addressing the gathering at Janta Maidan in Bhubaneswar after inaugurating the projects, the Prime Minister said more than 1 crore women will be able to take advantage of Subhadra Yojana. Mr. Modi said development of a nation relies on the participation of women, and the increased potential of women will be the core mantra of Odisha's development.
Sathiyo, koi bhi desh, koi bhi rajya, tabhi aage badhta hai, jab uske vikas mein uski aadhi abadi, yani hamari nari shakti ki barabar bhagidari hoti hai. Isliye mahilaon ki unnati, महिलाओं का बढ़ता सामर्थ्य ये ओडिशा के विकास का मूल मंत्र होने वाला है.
The Prime Minister said the RBI digital currency pilot project has also been linked to this Yojana. This is the first such initiative. Mr. Modi said Modi government 3.0 is completing 100 days today with a large number of projects and schemes to its credit. He said approval has been given for construction of 3 crore pakka houses to the homeless people, pakka roads to 25,000 villages, 75,000 more seats in medical colleges, new pension scheme for government employees, minimum support price to the tune of 2 lakh crore rupees, first job and first salary to youths in the private sector, and many more in the first 100 days of his government.
Gareeb, kisan, naujawan और नारी शक्ति के सशक्तिकरण के लिए बड़े बड़े फैसले लिए गए हैं. बीते 100 दिन में तय हुआ कि गरीबों के लिए 3 करोड़ पक्के घर बनाएंगे. बीते 100 दिनों में नौजवानों के लिए 2 लाख करोड़ रुपए का पीएम पैकेज घोषित किया गया है. युवा साथियों को इसका बहुत लाभ होगा. इसके तहत प्राइवेट कंपनियों में नौजवानों की पहली नौकरी की पहली सैलरी सरकार देने वाली है. ओडिशा सहित पूरे देश में 75,000 नई मेडिकल सीटें जोड़ने का भी फैसला किया गया है.
Soon after his arrival, Mr. Modi visited a slum area at Gadakana in Bhubaneswar and interacted with 20 beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Urban. He said a sister in one of the families gave him khiri to eat. He said he missed his mother.
यहां आने से पहले मैं हमारे एक आदिवासी परिवार के गृह प्रवेश के कार्यक्रम में उनके घर भी गया था. उस परिवार को भी अपना नया पीएम आवास मिला है. उस परिवार की खुशी, उनके चेहरों का संतोष मैं कभी नहीं भूल सकता. उस आदिवासी परिवार ने मुझे, मेरी बहन ने खुशी से खीरी भी खिलाई, और जब मैं खीरी खा रहा था तो स्वाभाविक था कि मुझे मेरी मां की याद आना.
President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended wishes to the Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his birthday. The President said Mr. Modi has increased the prosperity and prestige of the country through his personality and work. She also wished that his innovative efforts with the spirit of the nation first may pave the way to make India a developed nation. The President wished him a long, healthy and happy life. The Vice President said, through his governance for over two decades and as Prime Minister over a decade, Mr. Modi has aroused the soul of the country, stimulated its cultural values, nurtured its civilizational ethos and firmly set it on the unprecedented developmental trajectory towards Vikasit Bharat. Mr. Dhankar wished him good health. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned or initiated during the 100 days of Modi 3.0 government. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said several decisions were taken to boost the economy, creating world-class infrastructure, strengthening the security ecosystem, enhancing ease of living and making life better for the poor and middle class.
100 दिन में लगभग लगभग 15 लाख करोड़ रुपए की परियोजनाओं को चालू किया गया है 100 दिन को मैंने 14 स्तंभों में बांटा है इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का जहां तक सवाल है 100 दिन में 3 लाख करोड़ की परियोजनाएं हमने घोषित भी की है इंप्लीमेंटेशन भी शुरू हुआ है
On the occasion, Home Minister Amit Shah and Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today launched a booklet and 8 flyers on the works done by the government. Mr. Shah also appreciated the Digital India initiative, saying that many countries want to learn from India and make it a strong pillar of their growth. Mr. Shah expressed hope that the country will emerge as a big player in the semiconductor sector.
आज मैं बहुत फक्र के साथ कह सकता हूं कि भारत पूरी दुनिया में उत्पादन का सबसे चहेता केंद्र बन चुका है और ये वास्तविकता है हमारी डिजिटल इंडिया की योजना को दुनिया के कई देश समझना भी चाहते हैं स्वीकारना भी चाहते हैं और उसको अपने विकास का आधार भी बनाना चाहते हैं इकोनॉमी के 13 के 13 पैरामीटर्स में चाहे बैंकिंग हो चाहे मुद्रास्फीति हो चाहे विकास दर हो हर पैरामीटर में हमने डिसिप्लिन लाई है और प्रगति भी की है
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that the government is committed to make India self-reliant in the defence sector. Lauding the 100 days of the Narendra Modi government, Mr. Singh said the ministry has given approval for the purchase of over 1.5 lakh crore rupees defence items in the last 3 months. He said the government has included over 501 items in the positive indigenisation list. The minister highlighted measures taken by the government for the welfare of people of all sections of society, adding that the government is marching towards the goal of making India a developed nation by 2047.
अनुसूचित वर्ग के लिए पिछड़ी जातियों के लिए भी कई ऐसी घोषणाएं की हैं यहां तक प्रधानमंत्री जनजाति उन्नत ग्राम योजना का प्रश्न है 63,000 जनजाति गांवों का विकास किया जाएगा किसके संबंध में भी हम लोगों ने फैसला किया है एक बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण फैसला 70 वर्ष से ऊपर के जो लोग भी हैं चाहे किसी भी इनकम ग्रुप के हों सबको आयुष्मान भारत की योजना का लाभ मिलेगा यानी 5 लाख रुपए तक का प्रतिवर्ष निःशुल्क चिकित्सा उन्हें उपलब्ध कराई जाएगी
Replying to a question on Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi's criticism of the government, Mr. Singh said the Congress leader has no credibility. He alleged that Mr. Gandhi goes to other countries and tries to bring disrepute to the country's image, which is an irony. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the need to initiate a people's movement to achieve the goals of water conservation, improved management, development and distribution, inaugurating the 8th India Water Week at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The President emphasized the importance of united efforts to tackle the pressing issue of water conservation and sustainability. She noted that there are many ancient practices in the country on water resources management which are still relevant and they should be applied in their modern form.
आजादी के अमृत महोत्सव मनाने के दौरान देश में 60,000 अमृत सरोवरों का विकास अथवा पुनरुद्धार किया गया है ये प्रयास जल संचय की हमारी सांस्कृतिक परंपराओं से जुड़ा हुआ है लद्दाख से लेकर केरल तक हमारे देश में जल संचय और प्रबंधन की प्रभावी पद्धतियां विद्यमान थी। हमारे प्राचीन जल प्रबंधन प्रमाणीय पर शोध होना चाहिए और आधुनिक संदर्भ में उनका व्यवहारिक उपयोग होना चाहिए।
During the four-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 foreign delegates from 40 countries, will participate, and more than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector. The Aam Aadmi Party today announced that senior party leader Atishi will be the new chief minister of Delhi. She was elected as the leader of the AAP Legislative Party during the party MLA's meeting in New Delhi. Talking to media after the meeting, City Minister Gopal Rai said it has been unanimously decided that until the next assembly elections, Atishi will be the chief minister. He said the AAP wants the assembly election in Delhi to be held in October-November this year. Mr. Rai accused the BJP of conspiring to finish the AAP.
विधायक दल की बैठक में सर्वसम्मति से यह निर्णय हुआ है कि अगले चुनाव तक हम चाहते हैं कि ये चुनाव अक्टूबर नवंबर में कराए जाए, जल्द से जल्द कराए जाए। जब तक चुनाव नहीं होता है, अरविंद केजरीवाल जी को प्रचंड बहुमत से जनता दिल्ली का मुख्यमंत्री नहीं बनाती है, तब तक के लिए आतिशी जी को दिल्ली के मुख्यमंत्री के रूप में जिम्मेदारी निभाने के लिए प्रस्ताव सर्वसम्मति से पारित हुआ है।
After coming out of jail, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal had announced 2 days ago that he would resign from his post. Mr. Kejriwal is scheduled to meet Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena this evening to tender his resignation. Speaking to media, Chief Minister Designate Atishi thanked the party chief and said she will continue to work hard and let the schemes continue for the people of Delhi.
मैं सबसे पहले दिल्ली के लोकप्रिय मुख्यमंत्री आम आदमी पार्टी के नेता मेरे गुरु अरविंद केजरीवाल जी का धन्यवाद करना चाहती हूं, जिन्होंने मुझे इतनी बड़ी जिम्मेदारी दी और इस जिम्मेदारी के लिए मुझ पर भरोसा किया। ये सिर्फ आम आदमी पार्टी में हो सकता है, अरविंद केजरीवाल जी के नेतृत्व में हो सकता है कि एक फर्स्ट टाइम पॉलिटिशियन एक राज्य की मुख्यमंत्री बने।
The Supreme Court today directed Wikipedia to remove the name of the victim from its pages in the alleged Arjikar Medical College Hospital rape murder case in Kolkata. A Supreme Court bench headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur issued this direction in the Sewamoto case taken by the Apex Court regarding the crime. The Supreme Court also observed that revelations in the status report filed by the Central Bureau of Investigation were disturbing. However, the court declined to disclose the details provided by the CBI, stating that such disclosures might hinder the investigation. Today is Vishwakarma Jayanti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to the citizens on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi saluted the skilled and hard-working craftsmen and creators associated with construction and creation. The Prime Minister expressed confidence that their contribution will be unparalleled in the accomplishment of the resolution of a developed and self-reliant India. In Peru, at least 15 people were killed and more than 3,000 hectares of cultivated land and natural areas were scorched due to widespread forest fires in various parts of the country. Peruvian Prime Minister Gustavo Adrián Zen urged farming communities yesterday to cease burning grasslands in the Andean and Amazonian regions as these practices have sparked deadly wildfires. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, Indian men's hockey team will take on host China in the summit clash at Ulaanbaatar this afternoon. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates Odisha government's women-centric flagship scheme, Subhadra Yojana in Bhubaneswar, also launches various infrastructure projects and releases first installment to nearly 10 lakh beneficiaries under PMAY Grameen across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah says projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees initiated in first 100 days of the third term of Narendra Modi government. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates 8th India Water Week in New Delhi, stresses the need to initiate people's movement to achieve water conservation goals. Aam Aadmi Party names Atishi as the new Chief Minister of Delhi. And with that, we end the midday news.